Good morning and welcome to WHO Animal Health Update. Today, Dr. Megan Niederwerder, Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center, will be talking to us about H5N1.
Yes, our H5N1 program is really to look at the risk to swine based on what we've learned from both the dairy and poultry industries. The H5N1 program was actually formed in 2024 with the Swine Health Information Center, the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research, and the Pork Checkoff. And so we really tried to leverage the resources from the Pork Checkoff and match those with FAR dollars, which of course are public dollars that can be matched at a one-to-one ratio with private dollars, such as the Pork Checkoff. We leverage the dollars to really increase the depth and breadth of the research program because we had a lot to learn about the H5N1 risk to swine. As you remember, H5N1 has been primarily a poultry industry concern, and the outbreaks have increased really in the U.S. and around the world since 2022. In 2024, however, the H5N1 virus was introduced into dairy herds. And there were a couple of unique aspects about that, including that it caused primarily a mammary gland infection and an impact on the amount of milk that was produced by those dairy cattle. And so we wanted to learn about that new introduction into a new species and new clinical presentation and understand how that could relate or potentially be applied to the H5N1 risk to swine. And so as we formed this program, we released our first RFP at the end of 2024 and then funded 10 projects in 2025 looking at that risk to swine, thinking about what are the mammary transmission risks in sows? Can it impact lactation in the sow herd? What's the impact of the underlying immunity in pigs as far as the endemic influenzas that's circulating, such as H1N1? For example, if a pig's been exposed to H1N1, either through normal transmission or through vaccination, would it protect against an exposure to H5N1? We also wanted to understand what's the risks of wildlife interactions, such as wild birds or other mammalian species that may be infected with H5N1. How do we reduce the risk of introduction into our commercial herds? After those 10 projects have been initiated, we also wanted to understand what are the other areas that we can learn from both the dairy and the poultry industry. The dairy had now been dealing with H5N1 for over a year, and understanding aspects of the transmission in dairy herds was really important to us as a swine industry so that we can, again, mitigate and develop preventive strategies for our swine. We wanted to think about in this second RFP, what are the continued research priorities that we need to understand? One of those is looking at what's the best surveillance sample for swine herds. From the dairy industry, we've now understood that bulk milk samples are really effective at identifying H5N1 early. For our swine herds, we have a priority to look at what's the detection in oral fluids. How could we utilize udder wipes and nasal wipes? Is there a potential for us to use wastewater sampling or lagoon samples to understand and detect H5N1 should it be introduced into the U.S. swine herd? We really want to understand what are the introduction and transmission risks. Again, the dairy and poultry industries have helped us understand the potential risks of operational connections, such as contract crews, equipment, supplies, feed or animal transport trailers, or even shared personnel and housing across swine, poultry, and dairy industries. Really, the goal of this program is to develop mitigation strategies, prevention, and preparedness for H5N1 in U.S. swine.